Go to lunch.
No, he's here, I think, for next one.
This is from the Department of Administrative Services. An information report on an estimated revenue deficit related to the repairs of the O'Donnell Park parking structure. This is informational, and the next report is somewhat related to this. That you had requested.
I don't think so.
I don't think so.
Well, no, I'm not.
Yeah, let me give this to you, because I have.
Okay.
Do you want me to do it?
No, I'm sorry.
Yeah, that's the fact. There you go. But you know, I have no problem.
I do have a question,
Mr. Chair.
If you look at the,
Supervisor.
Thank you, Madam Chair. The report is kind of ambiguous because if you read it, it talks about how it's been financed and total net cost, and then it ends with a savings. Well, not really a savings, but it says we have a capacity. We have a projected surplus of 1.5 to 1.8 million in bond eligible expenditure authority. So it goes through a lot and it kind of like touches on the edges. How do we get a 1.5 to 1.8 million, I guess, surplus in our bonding? What is it going to be used for? And remember, there was a change made to the design to go from those metal panels to the stucco. And I'm not really clear if we've even calculated the overall savings, including, let's say, the first period of maintenance for the stucco. So I guess if that question can't be answered now, I'd really like to just refer to our staff to really get us some more detailed information. I like the report, but again, I think it's kind of ambiguous. It kind of like does a little tap dance for us, and I'm looking for something a little bit more specific, considering everything that we kind of have gone through. In relation to O'Donnell Park. So my motion would be to refer to staff for a follow-up report during the next cycle.
Okay.
And
which staff?
County Board staff. And Department of Audit.
Mr. Chairman, yes, thank you. County Board staff would be happy, along with the Department of Audit, to work with the Department of Transportation and Public Works to try and get you a little better thumbnail sketch of what the savings were with going with the stucco finish over the metal panel finish. It seems to have evolved over the last 6 to 7 months.
And Madam Chair, this really kind of relates to 13 and 14. This 14 goes more into the cost analysis metal panel versus the direct applied finish. So
then, Madam Clerk, would you read item number 14 so that we'll have a combined motion by
Number 14 is from the Director of Transportation Public Works and the Director of A&E. And he is submitting an informational report regarding O'Donnell parking structure improvements, cost analysis of metal panels versus the direct applied finish options. Again, it was informational.
Thank you. And so the request, the motion by Supervisor Thomas is to refer both items 13 and 14 to County Board staff, audit, and the Department of Transportation and Public Works for a final report the next cycle over the savings and other issues.
More detail.
More detail.
Especially as it relates to the surplus and our bonding eligibility expenditures and what that's going to be used for.
Okay. Supervisor Roma West.
Thank you, Madam Chair. If I could just echo the request by Supervisor Thomas in regard to stucco finish, because it's my understanding that this is going to be, this is going to require future maintenance versus the metal paneling. And so if we could get a timeline of when it, you know, how often is that going to need to be addressed and how costly will it be when it, you know, when it does need to be addressed, I think that was, because it's great to have surplus of bond proceeds, but if we're going to be using that 1.5 to 1.8 million over the next 10 years to address the needs of the stucco versus the metal paneling, then I'd like to know that now, because I don't want to tap dance on bonding surplus until I actually know that it is an actual surplus and not a perceived surplus or a right now surplus. So that would be my, if I could get a timeline and how often is maintenance going to have to be kept up on that and what does that cost?
Okay.
Thank you.
All right. On the motion, Supervisor Thomas.
Just to follow up with Supervisor West, and I totally agree, maybe as we're doing that timeline with the maintenance on the stucco, and I'm sure staff is It's just, if we were to have those metal panels, there wouldn't be any
right.
maintenance. So we can even say, you know, over 5 or
right.
10 year period, whatever it is, you know, how much have we actually saved, or if there's
right.
actual loss
actual
based off of
yeah.
the decisions that were made. So again, I'm just looking for clarity. It's a good report. It's just a little ambiguous for me, and I just would like to assume that Supervisor Roma West is just looking for a little bit more clarity on
yeah.
previous decisions.
Do we save
decisions.
Money now, or do we save money, period?
Or
that's
do we save
the question.
Money at all?
Yeah.
Thank you, Madam Clerk. Madam Chair.
On the motion to refer, please call the roll.
Supervisor Thomas?
Aye.
McNeil?
Aye.
Schmidt?
Aye.
Johnson?
Aye.
Roma West?
Aye.
Madam Chair?
Aye.
Motion to refer to the County Board
and
Audit and
TPW
staff
6-0.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you.
Made it easier. Are we going into closed session on this or no?
Maybe we can start the discussion on.
Right
back. Okay. Maybe we can start the discussion on 15.